is more juice on Michael Wood today. Again, he's been busted not telling the truth twice. Now, Jacinda Ardern's office was told at least once that the shares were sold when they weren't. And when Newsroom asked him in 2021 whether he had any other interests to declare, he said no. The journalist who asked that question is Newsroom Pro's managing editor, Jonathan Milne. Hi, Jono.
Kia ora, Heather. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Did he deliberately mislead you?
Look, it's difficult to say. I'm not using too strong language around it, but I do think what he said to me was not true. That's become quite apparent now. I asked him, did he have any other pecuniary interest to declare, but to disclose beyond those that he put in the register of interest? He said none. He said that twice to me. Now, up to now, you know, those who defend him have been saying has failure to declare these airport shares repeatedly in the annual register of interests could be just regarded as an oversight, an error of omission, you know, life admin getting on top of him. But in this case, he was actually asked directly and he said no. So that is somewhat more than an error of omission in my view.
Yeah, well, it's hard for him to explain this away, right? Because by this stage, he'd been asked five times by the Cabinet Office to get rid of the shares, and the last time was only 6 days before you asked the question, right? So it should have been four of his mind.
It should have been, absolutely. And I think it's unfortunate. I can completely understand why this has heightened concerns. I note that Chris Hipkins, the Prime Minister, has today, he was asked whether the fresh allegations gave him any pause about ministerial future, and he said, I'm going to wait and see. That's hardly the most ringing endorsement you want from your boss, is it? I'm going to wait and see.
Jono, he's been busted telling an untruth to you, to the Cabinet Office, to the Prime Minister's office when Jacinda Ardern was there, either him or one of his staff, and then to the public in the pecuniary interest register. Is this not, when you add them all together, not a sackable offence?
Look, I don't know. I'd love to get inside his head, I guess. I don't think it's material, is what I'd say. I think it's pretty disappointing from a minister, but I don't think at the end of the day it's actually going to make a great deal of difference to, you know, whether the Auckland Light Rail goes through to the airport or other key decisions like that, whether it's competing airports are set up. You know, in my view, Michael Wood has been a pretty solid Minister of Transport. He's a red-green Minister of Transport. He does what he says on the can, you know. If you expected him to build lots of motorways, he'd been disappointed. So he's stuck to his guns and done what he said he'd do in the Labour Transport Manifesto. So at that point, he's kind of been a bit more solid than some other ministers in recent times. So I'm a little bit disappointed that he's tripped himself up on something that seems so insignificant, and I just don't get it. I don't know about you either, but I don't get what was going in his head. Why is he so wedded to these shares? I mean, it's not much in this case.
Are you suggesting, Jono, that he made the conscious choice not to sell them?
I think that ultimately he did, and I don't even know if he knows that himself, but at the point that you're told a dozen times by the Cabinet Office you've got to sell them, it's not just forgetting. You don't just forget 12 times. I mean, you know, I'm late paying some of my bills. You know, we all are. But when the Cabinet Office is telling you this is job, the Cabinet Office tells you this is job critical, this is actually impacts on the Constitution of New Zealand and the integrity of government, and they tell you that a dozen times, then you ignore them a dozen times, then you're not just failing to make a decision. You are at that point making a decision to not divest those shares.
Probably you've hit the nail on the head, Jono. It's good to talk to you. Thank you. Jonathan Milne, Newsroom Pro Managing Editor.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.